Ready. Serving the James Cook University Hospital, Middlesbrough, and beyond. This is Southside.
You're listening to There You Go with Jericho Keys on Southside Broadcasting.
Blue John Benjamin. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Jericho.
How are you today? You all right?
I'm all right, thank you, yes.
Well, I'm very well, thank you, and I've got to say I'm very impressed with your apartment, which you're sat in now.
Yeah, it's all smoke and mirrors, really. There are a lot of mirrors, aren't there? I didn't put those up. But they are very useful if you want to check that it's still there. I like to do that twice a day.
So we're in Whitby, but you haven't always lived here, have you? So would you like to tell us about your journey so far and why you've decided to lay your hat here?
My hat? My eight-piece Plumpton cap, you mean? Yeah. It has been a journey. Yeah, I think I was subconsciously working my way north, so I've been in a few places. I've lived in Liverpool and Manchester and... I'm originally from the wilds of Lincolnshire. Lincoln is not on the way to anywhere else, so it's kind of a forgotten secret. But I quite like uphill Lincoln. I still visit there, and that's where we record.
So we're here to talk about Cats with Lasers, which is released on the 7th of May. Would you like to tell me a little bit about it and your inspiration behind it and the influences?
Influences? Well, it's kind of like the sonic experimentations that... Rolf Harris might have undertaken had he not been Australian, and instead of being a swimmer of Olympic standard, he'd had the spirit of dark and lonely water breathing down his neck throughout his childhood. I see it all as writing, but usually the lyrics and the music sort of evolve together. Usually it's, well, John Betjeman said, the poet said, that it starts with a spark of inspiration and it ends with a crossword, or I may be misquoting, but it's worse to that effect. But yeah, it starts with a spark of an idea and then it's kind of slotting the pieces into place, I think. And sometimes that process is dreadful, to be honest, because it can take, you know, days and nights. Sometimes it comes together very quickly. Other times it's kind of agonising, but when you get there, you know you've got there, kind of thing.
What would you say were your influences, like, growing up listening to music? Would you say there was any particular band that stood out? Because in your music, I hear, personally, This Mortal Coil, Nick Drake, a bit Nick Cave, a bit of Ian Curtis, and you also name drop Morrissey. Would you say they're influences?
Yeah, Nick Drake, absolutely, because the thing that is most beautiful there is the fact it's timeless, and the same could be said of John Martin. I've listened to a lot of John Martin. And if you listen to an album like Solid Air, it's just a beautiful album. You can listen to that. It'll still be the same in 20 years. It'll still be a beautiful album. What some people miss is that I'm quite interested in British punk music and then taking that through to, as you just mentioned, Ian Curtis, Joy Division, and the music of Manchester. Well, that's a big influence as well. Mm. Obviously, Morrissey and the Smiths, but also the Stone Roses as well.
With the release of Cats with Lasers, like on the 7th of May, I may plug again. We know that your latest... I'll get a few more in, don't worry.
Right. We know that your latest release, the last one, sorry, the red telephone boxes,
you were invited to play on BBC Tees with Bob Fisher. You had BBC Six Music behind you and XFM. Are you expecting and hoping the same reaction to Cats with Lasers out on the 7th of May?
No, I'm not expecting anything. We've been played on XFM already, and Robert Fisher... is very supportive, and to be honest, we certainly wouldn't have been played on Six Music had it not been for Robert. The two Roberts, in fact, there's Robert Nichols as well, who's very supportive. He's written some kind things, so yeah.
Well, Rob Nichols actually co-pilots the show with me sometimes, and he was the guy who recommended me to you, so...
Well, that's good of him, yeah. Well, yeah, he's a good chap. I always describe him as our Lester Bangs. He's kind of... he's a proper kind of punk rock writer, I think. I can see him just kind of staying up all night and on his tapping away on his typewriter. And, yeah.
Sometimes when I play a few upbeat numbers in the studio, I have to pull him down because he's pogoing that much.
Within him, the spirit of punk, I think, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, a good source told me, but now we know this good source is, it's Robert Nichols, said you don't play live that often. Why is this?
In the past, we've been quite secretive, I suppose. We've been, you know... getting together a little bit. We've done the odd gig here and there. We've tried to make it more of an event. So I did a gig last year in Manchester at the Green Room, which was, you know, a good gig, enjoyable. And we played the Waiting Room more locally, which was when I met the great Thomas Truax, who was supporting him. That's when we met, and there was a kind of meeting of minds, if that doesn't sound too pretentious.
Yeah,
and that's how he ended up on my record, because he's on Cats with Lasers. I wrote a little part for him.
I also find with your music and lyrics, the theatre, especially with the Rebirth song, that it wouldn't go amiss on Wicker Man. Is this something you're conscious about, and would you see that?
I'd go with the theatrical element. I think I've described myself in the past as a vaudevillian vampire vanquisher. We are living in Whitby. Oh yeah, there was the Wicker Man thing. Not sure about that, but...
with that. I mean, I feel like I'm going to get burnt alive listening to it. I just think it's very mood setting and very ambient.
As long as the locals aren't assembling a pyre as we speak, that's okay.
Dickie Bird tells me, the Dickie Bird may be you, that you are set to appear in a Ben Howard flick. Can you tell me a bit about that, please?
Is that... Oh, you mean Ron Howard?
Did I tell you that?
Yeah, I forgot I told you that.
It's all these Robs, I'm getting confused. Rob Nichols, Rob Fisher.
Yeah, it just get confusing. Yeah, he's making a film about F1 in the 70s, so he wanted 70s throwbacks. I can't imagine why I was of some use. But it's only... I'll be a dot in a crowd scene, probably, but...
Monday, Tuesday, Happy Days.
Happy Days is Ron, isn't it?
Is it Ron?
Yeah.
We'll go with Ron.
Okay.
I believe you.
Well,
what do I know?
I trust you implicitly, Jericho.
So how did that come about, then? And, you know, you're a singer-songwriter... Are you an actor as well?
Absolutely not. And one thing I can't stand is when people who do one of those things think they can automatically do another.
Can we name one of those people who you cannot stand who do singer-songwriting and go and acting?
I wouldn't possibly be so unprofessional as to do that. No, I'll leave it to your imagination.
Well, how can people keep up to date with all your latest going-ons and the releases of Cats and Lasers?
My goings-on? Well, there's the website, bluejohnbenjamin.com.
We have just played Rebirth.
Are you familiar with the traditional song? And it's about a strange kind of fox character. And in that traditional song, or non-traditional song, he was seen as a villain. It's open to interpretation, but he was seen as a villain who led women astray across the mountains. And I kind of turned that idea on its head. I had the character be really mysterious. Again, use the fox kind of imagery. But I had the female character be as strong as him. So he's only... equal is the heroine, so I thought it was more interesting to do it that way and put my take on it, basically.
Well, see, this is what we like to bring on the There You Go show: education, entertainment, and informative.
Some kind of lecture, hasn't it? Sorry about that. And you talked about Cats with Lasers. What was the question there?
I was just going to ask you to introduce it so we can give it a spin.
Here's Cats with Lasers.
Thank you very much, and all the best, and thank you very much for this gorgeous company.
I'm thinking you're clearly the most popular girl in school, and we haven't really interacted in any meaningful way before. Oh, you do know me. Okay, I am, as you say, the sci-fi guy.
Precision clockwork, slapstick, Stan and Dolly, a pair of oddities, a telepathic double act. Let's interface, switch from silent cinema. Let's bring
Nichols' recommendation on TYG with Jericho Keys.
Now it's time to hear Robert's recommendations, the man who brought us Blue John Benjamin, amongst other great musicians. But I'm afraid he will not be joining us in the studio or even telephonically today, as he's an official meeting. Rumour has it, he's to become Middlesbrough's new football manager, even the mayor of the town. But Samaritans needn't worry, he'll be joined on the next TYG in 2 weeks' time. But being the professional that he is, and keeping his position on TYG, he sent me over his recommendations for this week. So here they are, read by yours truly. The head of Light Entertainment. They've just released a second album, The English Don't Care. They're fronted by a fella called Carl Green, who's been around doing innovative music for years. He was a singing post-punk band, Carl Green and the Scene, in the 1980s. He had a slightly minor hit with the single All the Tea in China. He writes quirky alternative pop songs and created an animated band like Gorillaz called The Close-Ups, and released a couple of singles and an album with cartoon band videos. That was, however, in the past decade. The head of Light Entertainment have loads of gigs coming up, which you can check out on their website, www.headoflightentertainment.com. And here's a song from their album, which came out on the 7th of May. It's Quietly Relieved.